I hope to earn your vote on November 6th so that we can keep our city a people-powered city. I'm proud to stand before you today at the newly renovated Greenview Park. Now, this park right here used to be a neighborhood park that was greatly underutilized. And then one day, residents several years ago had a bright idea to transform this park. And after years of fundraising and hard work between the neighbors and the city, Greenview Park has now become a destination for children and adults of all abilities. And this park right here is the only one of its kind for hundreds of miles. And what I also love about this park is it's also really fun to play at, so I hope all of you get to enjoy the facilities, because no matter how old you are, this is just a great park. It's also a great example of what inclusivity looks like in a community, and it also shows what we can accomplish together. When you elected me to office just 4 years ago, you asked me to solve problems across the city. Families didn't feel they could bring their kids to the Arcata Plaza. Our roads in need of resurface and repair. Valley West residents felt like a forgotten island. And our city's budget was in the red, relying on reserves and one-time funds to pay our bills. I'm proud to report that we've addressed these issues head on here in Arcata. But even with all of this work, our community has more challenges ahead. We now have to address a housing shortage that is making Arcata schools and the community out of reach for too many families and young professionals. We must directly face the real threat of sea level rise and prepare for natural disasters like earthquakes and wildfires like we have seen all across the North State. We must learn how to welcome our students and residents, especially after our community has been rocked by the death of a young student, David Josiah Lawson. We know that this is a wound that will require the community to come together to heal. Now, these aren't easy tasks that are ahead of us, and we may not always agree on the path forward, but we're going to walk that path together. I promise you that I will continue to do everything I can to listen to our community and lead to a collaborative solution. Albert Einstein once said, "In the middle of difficulty lies opportunity." Our challenges aren't unique to Arcata, but what is unique about Arcata is that we rise to the challenges and we find the opportunities. That's what makes this city such a wonderful place to live, work, study, and play. The opportunities before us are rooted in the hard-working people of this community, like the parents of Arcata Elementary School, who organized after an assault on a child had occurred. These parents didn't just say, "Well, that's the way it is, bad things happen." No, they took action. We worked together to improve neighborhood safety and safe routes to school. We worked together to create a public safety committee that will continue the work needed to make this community safe for everyone. When out-of-town corporate interests threatened the homes of low-income seniors and families in our mobile home parks, these residents didn't just rest on their laurels. No, they organized. And over the course of 3 years, I worked with these residents to ensure that they can afford to stay in their homes for years to come. With your hard work, we've created new partnerships with Arcata Main Street and downtown business owners to improve the state of the plaza. I'm proud to have secured $150,000 for a citizen-led task force to implement plaza improvement projects. It's the creative spirit of this community that will transform the Arcata Plaza. So what's next? We have big decisions ahead of us that require strong leadership, an open mind, and good communication. Our campaign is based on advancing your values, Arcata's values: a fair economy, an inclusive community that fights for social justice and environmental sustainability. I promise you that with your support, we'll continue to advance our city through the good times and the bad. We'll protect our most vulnerable, and we'll never let outside interests dictate our future. But I can't do this alone, because we're in this together. We all need to work together, as we have been these past 4 years. I ask for your vote on November 6th. And just like this is a people-powered city, this is a people-powered campaign. I absolutely commit to doing everything I can do, but I need more help for Arcata's future. To truly keep our community strong, we need every one of us. So, we will ask you to volunteer your time, donate your dollars, and ask your friends to join this campaign. Because this is not my campaign, this is our campaign, to continue to make Arcata an amazing and wonderful place to live, work, study, and play. So thank you so much for your support these past 4 years. I look forward to the work that's ahead of us, and I hope to earn your vote on November 6th. Thank you.